September 9th, 2022, Australia, Queensland. I awoke to the sound of rain pouring down and the sky was as black as the Ace of Spades. My body, as is normal, was screaming at me as lying in bed for 6 hours at least causes every joint to seize and my broken bones burn. I slowly twisted my legs off the bed and carefully moved my torso into the sitting position. I needed to stay like that just for a little while to catch my breath and breathe through the pain. My walker was awaiting to help me get up and get on with my normal morning routine. Every morning, the first thing I do before contemplating my strategy to get breakfast organised is put on the TV to catch up with the overnight news. It's usually full of ordinary, repetitive stories. Usually, but not today. Today, the news stopped me in my tracks. Today, the news brought immediate tears to my eyes, which soon turned into a flood of unexpected crying. I was not prepared for the news of today. Across the TV screen, a news flash. The red and white familiar news flash spread across with the words, Queen Elizabeth II has passed away at the age of 96. The darkness of the sky outside seemed ominous, but strangely fitting. The sky cried. The people cried. I cried. As a London-born Australian, Queen Elizabeth was my queen, the queen of my birth country and my adopted country as part of the Commonwealth. The UK and Commonwealth are now in a period of mourning for the loss of our beautiful Queen Elizabeth II. What an amazing reign she has had. She has been always faithful to her calling through the good and tragic times in public and private life. She has always openly shared her faith and her love of God. She has been steadfast in her service, unwavering. While we will celebrate her life and remember it with joy, there is also a deep sorrow at her passing and the end of this second Elizabethan era. My prayers, as are the prayers of so many, are with the royal family as they mourn the loss of their family anchor, their mother, grandmother, great-grandmother, and so much more. I pay tribute to this incredible lady, and I am sure she was welcomed into heaven with the words, "Well done, good and faithful servant." May she rest in eternal peace. The words continue to go through my head. Grief is the price we pay for love. This beautiful quote was a gift the Queen gave us after the passing of Prince Philip. My dad passed away the week before Prince Philip, and in my mourning and raw grief, this quote resonated with me on so many levels. I felt deeply the Queen's loss of her much-loved husband at the time, as I was consumed by the loss I was feeling with my dad's passing. I felt a strangely warm connection with this lady, a lady I felt I knew so well, who had always been a constant in my life since I was born. Yet in reality, I don't know her at all. So many around the world will experience a similar grief. Losing the Queen is like losing a member of our own family in many ways. Our grief may catch us by surprise. It's the end of an era, the end of a beautiful life here on earth. I think we should take time to grieve and be grateful. We have lived in a time where we have witnessed a Queen reign with grace and dignity. She has been a strong example of a servant leader in action. So often in incredibly difficult times. We won't see that often, so it's to be celebrated. The Queen's life should be remembered as an amazing time in world's history. Her passing in her Diamond Jubilee year is an iconic historical event. Grief is the price we pay for love. She was right, and it is a price worth paying. Thank you, Mom, for your faithful service. If you enjoyed what you heard today, you can subscribe to this podcast or you can leave a review. I would really appreciate your support. If you would like to have more of my medical musings in your world on a regular basis, I also have a blog which you can find at www.mymedmusings.com. I post there at least weekly, so there's lots for you to read and be involved with. If you would really like to be a part of a nurturing community, Medical Musings with Friends is a private support group on Facebook, offering the hand of friendship, support, true care and understanding to anyone living with chronic illness. We would love to welcome you into our community. Just search Medical Musings with Friends on Facebook, click join, and you will receive the warmest of welcomes. I also have a book, My Medical Musings, a story of love, laughter, faith and hope living with a rare disease. It's available now through Amazon and my publisher, Imagine We Publishers. I would love for you to check it out. There's something in the My Medical Musings world for everyone, something different to suit your needs. I hope you do find something that resonates with you and helps you feel you are not alone. Because you're not. Remember, chronic illness is a part of your life, not all of your life. Take care.